我们这段的时间,
I thank the Lord for the time He has granted us.
让我们能够从今年最幕后的一天到要来的一年这几天, 一同聚集在主的面前,
so that we may all gather in His presence even at the end of one year and the dawn of another.
也感谢主, 弟兄们给我这样子的一个学习的机会。
I also thank the brethren for giving me this opportunity to learn.
在这一次的特会的里面,
in this conference,
最年轻的讲员就是我,
I'm the youngest speaker.
因为王弟兄不必说了,
and now we know that our brother Wang is elderly.
那么Dana弟兄呢, 我年轻的时候就听他讲道。
Even when I was young, I heard our brother Dana speak.
他在香港讲我们的特别聚会的时候, 我听见他谈及他讲道。
And I often hear him speak when he was speaking at the conferences in Hong Kong.
那么这一次能够有这样子的机会, 能够彼此的一同的在主面前配搭。
I'm thankful that we have an opportunity that we can work coordinately together.
那实在是主的恩典。
It's indeed the Lord's grace.
那么这一次我在这里, 来和弟兄姊妹的交通里面, 在主面前只有一点的感觉。
As I come to fellowship with brothers and sisters on this occasion, I have some thoughts within.
我用几个字来形容，就是盼望借着这一次的聚会能够抛砖引玉。
Now, I just like to use these words to describe the time that we have together is to throw a minnow and to hope to gain a whale, to whet your appetite.
因为我盼望在这一次的交通里面能够引起我们王弟兄的一个更大的负担。
It's through our fellowship, through this time together, that we would have a greater burden as our brother Wang has for us.
因为我们都知道王弟兄他有许多的分享关乎到每一卷的圣经。
We know that brother Wang has much fellowship with us throughout each book of the Bible.
几乎从创世纪一直到启示录他都讲完了。
Even from the entire book of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, he has shared on.
当然有些弟兄姊妹觉得说没有可能吧。
Perhaps brothers and sisters wonder, oh, is that even possible?
那也有些弟兄姊妹可能说还差一点点。
Perhaps some brothers and sisters think, oh, still some missing.
那么如果你觉得说没有可能，你恐怕你还没有看过他的书。
If you think that it's not possible, perhaps we have not read through all of Brother Wang's books.
如果你说还差一点点，那你要想想看，还差哪几卷书没有交通。
If you're thinking perhaps Brother Wang still has some books that he did not fellowship too much on, then you can consider which books are those books in the Bible.
那在我的记忆的里头，他还有。
Now, in my recollection, there are three books that Brother Wang still didn't fellowship on.
那就是诗歌书里面的诗篇、箴言和传道书。
And that is in the Psalms, in the book of the poetic books, that is Psalms, Proverbs, and Ecclesiastes.
所以我这一次就和弟兄姊妹们从这几天来交通诗篇、箴言、传道书。
Therefore, in these few days, I like to have fellowship with brothers and sisters on these three books, Psalms, Proverbs, and Ecclesiastes.
那假如我交通不好不要紧，因为接下来我盼望弟兄王弟兄他听了以后，他刺激起来，他要交通的更丰富一点。
Now, perhaps in my fellowship, if there's any lacking, perhaps it will stimulate our brother Wang to share on those three books, and he will fill in the gaps.
那所以请弟兄姊妹为着王弟兄祷告。
So brothers and sisters, pray for Brother Wang in this regards.
那么早晨我们要开始就要来交通诗篇。
This morning we like to look into the book of Psalms.
那么大家会觉得说，可能吗？一个早晨交通150篇的诗篇。
Perhaps you might wonder, is it even possible that in one morning's time we can go through all 150 Psalms?
大概我们读诗篇119篇，我可以下台了。
Perhaps even if we just read Psalm 119 alone, the time will be sufficient.
那不错，诗篇最长的是119篇。
That's right, the longest Psalm is Psalm 119.
那的确是我们每一个人读诗篇的人都知道的。
And that is something that we all who have read Psalms are familiar with.
那我要顺便考一下年轻的人呢，最短的是哪一篇诗篇？
So I like to test the young people then, if Psalm 119 is the longest Psalm, which Psalm is the shortest Psalm?
大家有印象吗？
Do you have any recollection?
最长的是119篇。
So if the longest Psalm is Psalm 119,
最短的是117篇。
And the shortest Psalm is Psalm 117.
因为你翻开了只有两节。
If you turn to Psalm 117, there are only two verses.
那只有整个诗篇里面最中心的一篇，最中间的一篇是哪一篇？
Which one is the most central psalm in the scriptures? Then which one is right in the middle?
我不知道你有没有算过。
I don't know if you did this calculation before.
最中间的就是118篇。
And right in center of the Bible, it's Psalm 118.
而整个圣经里面最中心的一节，也就是在118篇的里头。
And if you were to take the medium, right in the middle of the Bible, is also the verse that is in the middle of the Bible, is also in Psalm 118.
那就是118篇的第八节。
And that is Psalm 118, verse 8.
依靠神强使依赖皇子
That it is blessed rather to trust in God rather than in prince.
我们感谢主让我们这几天一同来分享主的话
And this morning as we look into and share the word of God
那我们先来读几节的圣经
Let us turn to a few Bible passages
大家翻到诗篇我们来先看第一篇
Let us turn to Psalm 1
诗篇第一篇
Psalm 1
翻到了，请大家听我念。
If you turn to Psalm 1, please listen as I read.
诗篇第一篇。
Psalm 1.
不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不做邪慢人的座位，唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干。凡他所做的尽都顺利恶人并不是这样乃像糠皮被风吹散因此当审判的时候恶人必站立不住罪人在义人的会中也是如此因为耶和华知道义人的道路恶人的道路却必灭亡好然后我们再看十六篇
We have read through the first Psalm Let us also turn to Psalm 16
十六篇第八节
Psalm 16 verse 8
翻到了还是请听我念
If you turn to it, please listen as I read
诗篇十六篇第八节我将耶和华常摆在我面前因他在我右边我便不至于摇动
Psalm 16 verse 8 I have set the Lord always before me because he is at my right hand I shall not be moved
然后我们最后再看撒母耳记上第一章撒母耳记上第十六章
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 16
第十八节
verse
8撒母耳记上第十六章十八节其中有一个少年人说我曾见伯利恒人耶西的一个儿子善于弹琴是大有勇敢的战士说话合宜容貌俊美耶和华也与他同在。
That is 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 18. Then answered one of the servants and said, Behold, I have seen a son of Jesse, the Bethlehemite, that is cunning in playing, and a mighty valiant man, and a man of war, and prudent in matters, and a comely person, and the Lord is with him.
好，我们再一边祷告。
Let us have a further word of prayer.
亲爱的父神，我们感谢你。
Dear Father God, we thank thee.
我们在你儿子的里面来到你的面前。
We come into thy presence in thy son.
我们真巴不得在这个早晨一开始的时候，我们众人的心都对准你。
How willing that as we come into thy presence this morning, our hearts are toward you.
我们愿意在这几天，我们都能够被主所遇见。
Now may we meet you in these few days.
你也来遇见我们。
And may you meet with us.
让我们在你的面前能够蒙恩典。
So that we may receive grace in your presence.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank thee, God.
从岁首到年终，你总是把恩典来对待我们。
Even from the beginning of the year to the end, you deal with us graciously.
我们真愿意在这个早晨，我们来到你的面前。
How willing as we come into your presence this morning.
因着我们心向着你。
Because our hearts are toward you.
你能够向我们说话。
You will speak unto us.
你的话进到我们每个人里面来。
And as your word enters into each one of us.
你开启我们的心窍。
You'll reveal, open your, our channels within.
你在我们里面制造一个渴慕你的心。
So that you'll give us a hunger and thirst for you.
让我们知道怎么样活在你的面前
so that we may know how we ought to live in your presence.
愿你的话来规模我们的思想
and may your words surround our thoughts.
愿你的灵来充满我们
and may your spirit fill us.
愿你的同在布满了在这个聚会的当中
and may your presence be made known fully in our midst.
愿荣耀颂赞都归给你
and may all glory and honor be thine.
奉主耶稣基督的名
in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 我们每一个人都很喜欢读诗篇。
Each one of us delight to read the Psalms.
特别在我们与主交通灵修的时间。
Especially when we have fellowship with the Lord in our devotional time.
的确，诗篇不仅仅是因为它短的缘故，使我们容易来读。
Of course, not because only because the Psalms are shorter, so it's easier for us to read.
每当我们读诗篇的时候，的确应着这诗篇上的话来摸着我们的心。
But each time when we read the Psalms, the words of the psalmist touch our hearts.
让我们能够容易进到神的面前来。
So it will allow for us to easily enter into the presence of God.
来借助这诗篇上的话来与神交通。
So through the words of the psalmist, we can have fellowship with God.
这的确是诗篇给历世历代圣徒们一个很重要的帮助。
This is truly a great help throughout the ages for the saints in the Psalms.
古代以色列人他们的确是借助这一卷的诗篇成为他们灵修的一个的帮助。
In the days past, the Israelites do use the Psalms to help them to have fellowship and devotion to God.
不管他们人生经历了怎么样的一种的环境，
regardless of the circumstances in their living,
或者他们遭遇些什么样的情形，
what is the situation that they may encounter in their lives?
这些诗篇上面的话，
the words of the psalmist,
都能够给他们这个的供应扶持和帮助，
is able to provide for them, to support them, and to sustain them.
也许当他们人生到了低落的时候，
perhaps even when they're in a low point of their life,
不管是个人或者是团体，
whether individually or corporately,
他们也能够借着诗篇的话，
they're able, through the words of the psalmist,
进到神的面前来，
they can enter before the presence of God,
能够与神对话，
and to commune with God,
能够借着诗篇上的话，
and through the psalms,
把他们心里面的话向神发表，
and they're able to express the words are in their hearts before God.
这是诗篇上面的话，
and the words in the Psalms,
之所以能够帮助神的百姓，
are able to help the people of God,
正因着这些写诗的人，
it is because of the psalmist themselves,
他们在神的手里面，
in the hand of God,
在神所量给他们各种的环境的当中，
in the circumstances which God have measured unto them,
他们在那里经历神，
they're able to experience God through the circumstances,
他们对神有所认识，
and they're able to come to know God,
所以他们借着诗篇的话，
so through the words of the Psalms,
或者是他里面借着诗，
or through the poems that is within them,
来发表在神的面前，
they're able to express such experience before God.
这些并不是一些的文章，
and these are not just doctrine,
并不是一些历史的故事，
and they're not historical accounts.
这是乃是心灵里面的发表，
but it's an expression deep from their hearts.
乃是经历里面的话，
it is words of experience.
也是他们对神的认识和经历的发表，
it is also their knowledge of God, their knowing God from experience.
所以这些话对于历世历代所有神的百姓和神的儿女，
so the words of the psalmist throughout the ages to the children of God,
让我们来到这些诗篇的里头，
they're able to allow for us to enter into these songs,
就让我们里面能够产生共鸣，
so within we're able to resound and echo.
所以约翰加尔文这样子的说，
and so John Calvin says,
他说这些诗篇150篇的诗篇，
in all these psalms, 150 of them,
每一篇的诗篇，
each one of these psalms,
都能够否习我们的魂，
is able to awaken our soul,
因为我们来到这些诗篇的里头，
because it can expand us when we come into these psalms,
这每一篇的诗篇，
each one of these psalms,
都像一面的镜子，
it is like a mirror to reflect,
能够照明我们每一个人里面的情形，
that it can illuminate our situation within,
以致把我们里面的形成弹奏在神的面前，
so that we come plainly before God.
所以因此我们看见这些诗篇，
therefore when we see these psalms,
的确是我们与神交通一个非常美好的一个桥梁，
it is indeed a very good useful medium for us to have fellowship with God.
让我们借着诗人他们的经历，
so through the experience of the psalmist,
透过他们的经历，
through their experience,
来对照我们的经历，
it is a reflection of our own experience.
以致叫我们能够起了一个很深的共鸣，
so that we're able to have a very deep echo to resound of these words,
给了我们属灵的帮助，
it will be a spiritual help unto us.
从今天用今天的话来说， and 今天来算，
present day terms, if we count today,
回头算到去年，
when we reflect the past year,
如果你在去年有看过我们香港的新闻，
if you have seen any news in Hong Kong this past year,
你就看见有一个这个传播媒介里面工作的人员，
you will see this person who works in the media,
他有一天他
忽然之间被人用刀砍他。
There's one day someone came with him with a cleaver.
伤得非常的厉害。
And he was deeply wounded.
马上送到医院的里面去。
And he was immediately admitted to the hospital.
住了一段相当的时间。
And he remained in the hospital for quite some time.
这个人他是个基督徒。
Now this person who worked in the media was a Christian.
但是因着工作的缘故，他已经把神忘记了。
Because of work, he has forgotten about God.
每一天他只知道说什么叫做世界大事。
Each time he's only giving news of great news of this world.
什么是关乎到我们香港的人的那个情形
？And he would broadcast any news concerns the people of Hong Kong.
从早到晚都被工作所霸占。
Throughout the day, 24 hours, he is surrounded by work.
当他进到医院里面去
，But when he was admitted in the hospital,
有一天。他看了一本书。
One day he read a book.
这本书提醒了他一个很深的话。
And this book was a deep reminder for him.
回到神的话里面来。
To return back to the word of God.
你回到诗篇上面来。
And return to the book of Psalms.
你从这些话的里面。
And from the words of the Psalms.
你要找到你的遭遇。
That you will find encounter what you have encountered.
所以当他在安静的里头
，So in his quiet time,
他打开他的圣经
，He opened his Bible.
每一天他在那读诗篇
，Each day he would read through the Psalms.
每一天他的心灵里面他就与神有很好的交通
，Each day he would have good fellowship communing with God.
这一次的受伤
，This wound that he received,
把他带回到神的面前
，Brought him back into the presence of God.
这一次在医院的里头
，This time when he was in the hospital,
记住这诗篇上的话。
Through the words of the Psalms,
诗人的经历
through the experience of the psalmist,
把他的心转到神的面前
and turned his heart into the presence of God,
也从诗篇上的话
and from the words of the Psalms,
能够叫他与神进入交通的里头
enabled him to enter into fellowship with God.
这的确是诗篇给了他一个很大的帮助
Indeed, the Psalms was of a great help to him.
当然
of course,
为着什么缘故这些话有那样子的功效
why was it these words were so effective to him?
因为这不仅仅是诗人个人的经历
，because these experiences are not only the experience of the psalmist，
这乃是神的灵在里人的里头的发表
，but it's an expression of the spirit of God within man，
这是神的话
，and that is the word of God，
这放在圣经的里头
，and this is the word of God as placed in the scripture，
这是圣灵要向人说的话
，and these are the words that the spirit is to speak to man，
这是因着它是神的话
，and because the it is the word of God，
所以我们从诗篇的里头
，so from the psalms，
我们谈到看见诗人鼓励我们
，we're able to see how the psalmist encourages us。
我们需要把我们眼睛放准确在神的话上面。
That when we place our eyes focus squarely on the word of God。
因为神的话，他的律法。
That is because the word of God, the law of the Lord。
那是全备的。
It is perfect。
能够苏醒人的心。
It restores the soul。
他的话是确定的。
And the testimony of the Lord is sure。
能够使愚昧的人。
And making wise。
能够得着了智慧。
The simple。
他的话。
And his word。
乃是正直的
，It is right，
能够快活人的心
，It rejoices the heart，
他的话
，And his word，
能够明亮我们的眼睛
，The commandment of the Lord is pure and lightening our eyes， and his word，
乃是洁净的
，is clean。
能够存到永远
endures forever
没有受时间的限制
and it's not limited by time
全然的公义
and they are righteous and true
他的话
and his words
乃是比金子更加可羡慕
are more desirable than gold
并且诗人说比极多的金子更加可羡慕
yea much more than fine gold
比蜜更甘甜
sweeter also than honey
比蜂房下滴的蜜更甘甜
and the drippings out of the honeycomb
这是神的话
and that is the word of God
所以每当我们来到神的面前
So each time when we come into the presence of God, and we meditate upon the word of God,
我们透过神的话,
and through the word of God,
来与神交通,
we have fellowship with God,
我们就进到诗人在这里, 这里所给我们的话的一种的情形,
we're able to enter into this atmosphere which the word, the psalmist gives to us.
我们能够判证说,
we're able to say,
神的话的确是大有功效,
and testify truly the word of God is powerful.
不管在旧约一直到新约,
regardless in the old covenant or the new covenant,
不管在哪一种形态里面的话
，regardless of which covenant the word of God is，
都给我们感觉到神的话的甘甜。
We're able to see how sweet indeed is the word of God。
当我们来到神的面前
，and when we come into God's presence，
自然如果我们回到新约来到新约里头
，of course when we're in the New Testament today，
把这 这些话用新约保罗对提摩太所说的话 来理解
the same words to understand these words of God which Paul gives to Timothy.
他说这圣经乃是叫我们因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧
These words are able to give us the wisdom that leads to salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus.
这不仅仅是在新约的里头
And this is not only in the New Testament.
我们来读福音书的时候
Even when we read the Gospels.
我们来读书信的时候
When we read the Epistles.
我们看到这些的真理
We're able to see all the truth of God.
我们透过这些话
And through the word of God.
我们得到了得救的智慧
We're able to gain this wisdom unto salvation.
你就是来到旧约的诗篇
And even when we go to the Psalms in the Old Testament.
你同样找到得救的路
Likewise, we're able to find the path which leads unto salvation.
所以你看到初期的教会
So we see the early church.
当五旬节在五旬节圣灵降临的时候
During Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit descended.
然后你看见彼得在那里众人面前站着在那里说话
We're able to see how Peter stood and spoke in the presence of all.
你看《使徒行传》第二章的里头。
When we read Acts chapter 2.
彼得所讲的那一篇的话。
All the words that Peter spoke in chapter 2.
他不仅仅引用旧约先知预言的话。
Not only did he use the words of the prophet Joel in chapter 2.
他也引用了诗篇上的话。
He also used words from the Psalms.
最少你看见他在一开始就让我们看见。
At the very least, even from the beginning of the early church, he shows us.
用着诗篇十六
Through Psalm 16,
把神的百姓眼睛转到主的面前去。
He turns the eyes of the people of God toward on God Himself.
的确，我们的主对门徒说
，Yes, our Lord says to the disciples.
摩西的话
，The words of Moses.
众先知的书
The words of the prophets.
并且在诗篇上的话
，And the words of the psalmist.
凡指着我说的
，And all that is speaking of me
都要应验
，It will be fulfilled.
换句话
，In other words,
从摩西的书一直到众先知的话
，From the books of Moses even to the words of the psalms.
一直到诗篇上所说的
，Even to all the words of the psalmist.
都在那同做一个见证
，And all there bear testimony of.
那就是把人领到基督那里去
，That is to bring all men toward to Christ Himself.
使人有得救的智慧
，So that we will gain wisdom unto salvation.
并且从这些的话的里头
，And from these words，
也从诗篇的里面
，From the words of the psalms，
我们看见
，We're able to see。
这不仅仅包括了我们与神亲近的技法
，Not only does it provoke us to draw near to God，
许多诗篇的话
，But many words of the psalms，
也同样指引我们。
Likewise, will direct our path for life.
给我们有教导的方面的帮助
That will teach us in our living.
给我们有提醒
That it will remind us.
让我们知道如何活在神的面前
So we know how we ought to live in the presence of God.
来成为一个合乎神心意的人
To be one who is after God's heart.
所以用提摩太的话来说
So when we use the words to Timothy,
这些诗篇上的话
And the words of the Psalms,
同样给我们教训
They are also profitable for teaching.
叫我们能够归到神的面前
So that we can come before God.
使我们知道什么是对错。
So that we can it be correction. So we know right from wrong.
叫我们这是属神的人。
So we who belong unto God
能够得以完全。
So that we may be thoroughly equipped.
行神所要求我们行的。
And furnished for every good work which has prepared for us to do.
所以你来读这些诗篇的时候。
So when we read the Psalms,
你就发现说。
We're able to discover.
不仅仅是我们灵修的帮助。
Not only is it helpful for us in our devotional time.
它也是我们人生里面。在各方面的提醒和帮助
But even throughout our life and our living It is a constant reminder for us
我们早晨读诗篇第一篇
This morning we read through Psalm 1
就是一个非常好的一个的例子
It is a very good example of what I shared
诗人在哪里一开始告诉我们
The psalmist at the very beginning tells us
当然整篇的第一篇
Of course even the entire Psalm, Psalm 1
给我们看见什么是我们蒙福的人生
It will tell us what is a blessed life before God
什么是一个有福的人
What is a blessed life Blessed man.
他告诉我们说
The psalmist tells us.
一个有福在神面前蒙福的人
The man who is blessed.
他的生活乃是一个分别的生活
His life is life that has been sanctified, separated.
他的思想乃是对准着神的话
And his thoughts are, his mindset is set upon God himself.
知道如何活在神的面前
So he knows how to live in the presence of God.
所以一开始就告诉我们
So at the beginning the psalmist tells us.
这个蒙福的人
Blessed is this man.
乃是不从恶人的计谋
Who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked.
But 站罪人的道路
nor stand in the path of sinners,
不坐亵慢人的座位
nor sit in the seat of scoffers,
是 喜爱耶和华的律法。
But his delight is in the law of the Lord.
常常的思想。
And in his law he meditates day and night.
是一个有福的人。
And blessed is this man.
这样子的人。
And this man.
他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁。
He is like a tree that is planted by streams of water.
按时候结果子。
Who will bear forth his fruit in season.
这个是很清楚摆在我面前的。
And this is very clearly placed before us.
当然下面不必说我们刚才念过了。
Of course, we have read the rest of this psalm.
给我们看见一个恶人的结果。
We're able to see the result of a wicked man.
这篇诗篇也可以几乎可说150篇的诗篇的一个根基。
We're able to say this first psalm is the foundation for the rest of the 150 psalms.
指明了我们怎么样在神面前成为个蒙福的人。
It will point forth us the path of one who is to be blessed before God.
我们这是属神的人。
And we who belong unto God.
生活的那个原则在哪里？
Where's the principle of our living before God?
对于我来说
as far as I'm concerned,
这篇诗篇从小我就念了。
I have recited this psalm, the first psalm, when I was young.
年长的弟兄从小就用这篇诗篇来教训我们。
Even when the older saints will use the first psalm to teach us.
特别这篇诗篇的第一节。
Especially this first verse of the first psalm.
常常年长的弟兄用这句话来教训我们。
And many of the older saints will use these words to teach us.
不从恶人的计谋。
Now we do not walk in the counsel of the wicked.
不占罪人的道路。
That we do not stand in the way of the wicked.
这两句话对我们当时的年轻人还是蒙叉叉的。
Now perhaps when we're young, we're still confused what this all means.
但是不坐亵慢人的座位。
But if we do not sit in the seat of scoffers,
那我们的年长弟兄可对我们大做文章。
Then the older saints will teach us quite a bit on this particular point.
什么是亵慢人的座位呢？
Now what does it mean to sit in the seat of the scoffers?
那就是电影院里面的座位。
That is in other words when you're sitting in the seat of a theater, a movie theater.
所以就告诉我们这些年轻人。
So young people.
不能够看电影。
You cannot watch movies.
但是可惜。
But unfortunately,
对我这个年轻人
for me, this young man, when I was being taught,
可是一个难事
it is very difficult.
因为我从母腹就已经学会看电影
because even when I was in my mother's womb, I learned to watch movies.
我在我妈妈的肚子里面
when I was in my mother's womb,
我妈妈就从早晨看电影看到晚上
my mom would look at the TV from morning to evening.
因为我那时候我爸爸他做生意
because my father was a businessman.
生活还可以
and we had a good living.
家里才有我一个儿子。
I'm the only son in the family.
所以我妈妈很空闲啊。
My mom had a lot of idle time.
每天她就跑电影院。
And she would go to the movie theaters every day.
所以我在母腹里面就整天看电影。
Therefore, even in the mother's womb, I've watched movies throughout.
所以等到我出生以后长大了。
So when I was born and I grew older.
那我非常爱看电影。
I love to watch movies.
但是现在信了主了。
But now I believe in the Lord.
年长的弟兄说不坐亵慢人的座位。
Older saints would teach us, do not sit in the seat of scoffers.
你不能够到电影院去。
That means you cannot go and sit in the movie theater.
我很苦。
I was very wretched.
所以每一次听见这话。
Each time when I hear these words.
我就要立志。
I have to dedicate myself.
可惜啊，立志不看电影由得我。
But I can determine and will not to watch the movies.
跑到电影院却由不得我。
But the willing is present, but the doing is not.
那真是很苦。
And as a wretched man that I am.
也看到这些年长的弟兄。
And when I see the older saints.
我里面就很害怕。
Then I feel embarrassed and ashamed.
但是有一天我看了一本书。
But one day I read a book.
那是李长寿写的书。
And that was a book by 李长寿。
Witness Lee.而他就这样说
And Witness Lee said
他说假若你要得罪年轻人
If you want to gain the young people
那有一天你去聚会的时候
One day when you go to the meeting
你看那个年轻人问他去哪里呀
And you ask the young man where are you going
他当然不大好意思
Of course he would be shy to reply
但是他告诉你说我到电影院
But if the answer is I'm going to the movies
他说你不要骂他
Do not scold at him
你要陪着他一起走
But go along with him.
到了电影院的门口。
And when you're at the movie, by the door to the movie.
你就告诉他说。
And you tell this young man.
你好好看。
Now enjoy your movie.
我等一下我居然会来请你吃饭。
After I go to the meeting, I'll come back and take you out for dinner.
他说这样子你就可以得罪年轻人了。
If you accompany him in this way, you'll gain the young man.
我一看完我觉得对呀。
And I thought when I read, I said, oh, this is right.
这才是年长弟兄嘛。
This is the older saints they ought to teach us.
每天只有骂我们
They're always scolding at us
从来没有一点安慰。
They did not comfort us in any way.
那现在这个弟兄那是不错。
So this brother in this writing, oh, he's doing great.
所以那时候我对他很欣赏。
So I admired him.
但是当然后来我再看他的书
But later on when I read more of his books
那感谢主我就看出问题了
I thank the Lord I found there are a lot of problems of his writing
我总不能用着他这么好心的话破坏了我的信仰
So not because of his good intentions it will ruin my faith by reading his writings
所以你就看见说神的话
So we can see the word of God
他的确是给了我们生活里面的指引
Thusgive us direction in our living.
我没有办法能够遵行神的话。
But if we cannot obey, keep the word of God,
问题不在神的话。
The issue lies not with the word of God.
问题乃是在我们这些软弱的人。
The issue lies with us who are weak.
如果我们要在神面前成为一个蒙福的人。
If we want to be one who is blessed before God,
那的确我们需要常常来到神的话。
Truly, we must always come into the presence of his word.
让神的话来规模我们的思想。
So the word of God can fill our hearts.
然后我们在神面前。
And in the presence of God,
很自然我们就能够蒙恩典。
Very naturally, we'll be blessed.
不管是哪一种的话。
Regardless of the word of God.
或者说在圣经里面哪一种类型的话。
Perhaps what type of the word of God it is.
或者来到诗篇上面。
Perhaps we're in the Psalms.
你同样能够看见。
Likewise, we're able to see.
这些神的话。
These words of God here.
借助人在神面前所经历的。
Through the man's experience of God,
他们的失败被管教。
When they fail, they're disciplined.
他们的蒙恩在神面前所显出信心的发表。
When they're blessed and they reveal, express their faith.
他们向神的崇拜敬拜。
And their worship and praise to God.
这些都成为了我们的提醒和帮助。
All these words of the psalmist throughout become a reminder and help to us.
这些的诗篇
and these psalms
当然是诗。
Of course, they are poetry.
它有别于圣经其余的一些的经卷。
They are a different type of writing as far as the entire Bible is concerned.
这些诗
and these psalms, these poems,
或者是什么叫做诗？
Or they are psalms that will teach us to meditate and consider.
那是用最短的话。
And they are very succinct, using the shortest amount of words.
发表最深的一个意义
To express the deepest meaning of that experience.
这是诗的特色
And the uniqueness of these poems.
不管是我们圣经里面的诗
Whether it is the Psalms.
或者其他国家的诗
Or Psalms in general.
都有同样的特色
These poems have a unique feature.
用短的话
It is to use very short amount of words.
来是说出很深的意义
But to express very deep meaning in these words.
那我们在座很多大多都是中国人
And so many of us are all of us are many of us are Chinese.
那我们在中国我们这些中国人我们也懂得很多我们的唐诗
So as Chinese we know a lot of poems in the Tang Dynasty.
那你自然也发现很短的句子
You discover in those poems very short amount of words.
把最很深的话把它发表出来
But they express such deep meaning in these words.
这些诗
And so these poems
在圣经的里头
That are recorded in the Bible.
虽然各适合我们中文中文的诗不同
though they are different from Chinese poems
但是意义还是一样
but the meaning behind these small amount of words are the same
一个写诗的人
a psalmist
他里面有非常深沉的一种的学习
they have a very deep experience which they have learned
他们能够用最短的话
so to use the least amount of words
把里面最深的深处里面的感觉
they're able to express the deepestemotions, feelings deep from their hearts.
发表在神的面前
To express them in the presence of God.
或者吐露出里面内心的光景来
Or to express the reality that is within them.
这是诗
And these psalms.
但在圣经里头有些诗
Some psalms in the Bible.
你也能够看见有些历史的故事
We're able to see some historical accounts.
有些诗
Some of these psalms.
让我们看见预言性的一部分
Prophetic in a sense that we can see.
比方我们在这些诗篇的里头
For example, in these psalms.
我们看到105到106篇
When we see Psalm 105 and 106.
很明显这两篇比较长的诗
We're able to see these two psalms are longer.
你看到整个以色列百姓的历史的故事
We're able to see the historical account of the Israelites in these psalms.
从他们祖宗亚伯兰开始一直讲到神百姓的路程
Even from their forefather Abraham until their path before God.
当然不止这两篇
Of course, not only these two songs.
我们看到像这种的诗
But like Psalms like these Psalms,
虽然里面包含了一些历史,
even though it includes some historical account,
一些神百姓的历程,
and experiences of the people of God,
但是你发现在这里面这些诗,
but in these Psalms,
它是超越过神百姓历史的记载,
we're able to see it also transcends the journey, the experience of the people of God that is historical.
因为你发现在这诗的里头,
because in these Psalms, we're able to discover,
它把历史没有记载的故事,
on the one hand, and it records for us that which is not recorded in history,
或者它把历史背后的故事,
or it tells us the background behind this historical account. And through the Psalms, the psalmist expressed these thoughts to us. Therefore, we see that these Psalms, likewise, they are giving us a historical account. But we also discover, realize that what is in these Psalms,
一两句很短的话,
perhaps a few verses here and there, expose to us more background in this historical account to even more clear on what happened. So through these Psalms, we can see the story of the people of God in the presence of God. Not only do we have this historical account on the surface, but from the expression of the psalmist, we're able to see the story of the people before God within. So when God places these particular psalms before us, through these psalms, we're able to understand the spiritual account of the people of God in God's presence. Of course, in these psalms, we can say, there are also some of these psalms that are prophetic. So in a very simple example, when we get to Psalm 2, very clearly, we're able to see this psalm speaks of our Lord Christ. Of course, in the psalm, we're able to see in this entire psalm, we're able to see Christ himself. At least throughout all the Psalms, we see about 17 or 18 Psalms to speak of Christ himself. Of course, and maybe not the entire Psalm speaks of Christ, but throughout the passages, the verses in those particular Psalms, likewise, we know those verses are speaking directly about Christ. And so, Psalm 2, it says, in this example, here it clearly tells us, this Psalm, he places our Lord before us. Verse 7 says, the anointed says, I will declare the decree. The Lord hath said unto me, thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee.
这句话,
these words, how do we know that these words are speaking of our Lord himself? That it is a prophecy of our Lord. So when we come into the New Testament,
你又看见,
We see that the apostles, they use these same words. So when we see Acts chapter 13, there it tells us
他说,
that God had fulfilled this promise to our children, and that he raised up Jesus, as it is also written in the second psalm,
你是我的儿子,
you are my son,
我进入生你,
today have I begotten thee. Therefore, you can see this apostle,
他讲到我们只从死里复活,
that he speaks of our Lord being raised from the dead.
他说神已经向我们应验了,
and God has fulfilled this promise to our children.
这正是诗篇第二篇上面所说的,
and this is the very words in the second psalm.
你是我的儿子,
you are my son.
我进入生你,
and this day have I begun thee.
这句话让我们看见基督复活了,
these words show us that Christ has been risen.
然后我们看见希伯来书,
if we look at Hebrew,
在那里讲到我们主比天使更超越。
It tells us in Hebrews that our Lord transcends the angels.
同样，作者在那里给我们看见。
Likewise, the writer tells us.
他是所有的天使。
For which of all the angels?
神从来对哪一个说
？Did he ever say?
你是我的儿子。
Thou art my son.
我今日生你呢
？This day have I begotten thee.
你就看见同样是引用诗篇第二篇的话。
Likewise, you see the writer uses the word in the second Psalm.
但是在这里也同样。给我们看见是指着我们的主。
Likewise, that area shows us it is speaking of our Lord Himself.
只是在这里给我们看见。
And so in these instances, we see.
引用同样的话。
They use the same words.
那是在说明我们的主比天使更加的超越。
It speaks of the fact that our Lord is above, higher than angels.
到了第五节。
In chapter 5, verse 5.
当作者在哪里说
？The writer there again says.
我们的主做大祭司。
And so also Christ, who is the high priest.
他并不是自取的。
That it is not to glorify himself.
他乃是在乎那位对他说你是我的儿子
But he who said to him Thou art my son
我今日生你的那一位
This day have I begotten thee
他同样是引用诗篇上第二篇的话
Likewise the words on the second psalm is used
所以我们回头来看诗篇第二篇
So when we look back in Psalm 2
我们才能够明确的说
We're able to see very clearly
这一篇诗篇
This particular psalm
乃是预言到我们的主
It is a prophecy of our Lord himself
当然他不仅仅这一节的圣经
Not only this particular verse
整篇的诗篇
but the entire psalm itself
都把我们的眼睛放在我们主的身上
it sets our focus upon our Lord himself
让我们看见我们的主
so that we're able to see the Lord himself
他是如何的一位主
how what a Lord that he is
因此你就看见这些的诗篇
therefore we can see the psalms
它不只有历史的那个价值
not only do they give us a historical account
它也是在那里发表将来要发生的事
but they're also a prophecy to tell us what is to be fulfilled.
预言到神自己所要做成的。
It is a prophecy to tell us what God himself will fulfill.
更预言到我们的主。
It is also a prophecy of our Lord himself.
这是诗篇它的特色。
And the uniqueness of these psalms.
当然你读这些诗篇。
Of course, when we read these psalms.
有人也告诉我们。
Some tell us.
我们这一本150篇的诗篇。
Throughout the 150 psalms.
我们都看见。有一些到了每一篇的有到了某一篇
We're able to see at certain psalms it is divided for us
他在那就写卷一
It will tell us this is the first book of the psalms
所以你看到第一篇
And so it says book 1
然后到第41篇
And then that is book 1 is psalm 1 to psalm 41
你就看见开始说诗篇卷一
And then we can see that is book 1
然后第十二篇
，and starting from Psalm 42，
一直到七十二篇
，to Psalm 72。
它上面也说卷二
，at the beginning of Psalm 42， it says Book 2。
一直你就看见有五卷
，we're able to see the Psalms are divided into 5 books。
读圣经的人告诉我们
，the Bible scholars tell us。
假如你把这五卷的内容
，if we're to take the contents of these 5 books in the Psalms，
你每一卷来和旧约的摩西五经来做个对照
，if we were to put them in parallel to the 5 books of Moses，
你就发现在摩西五经的里头
，we are able to discover in the Pentateuch the 5 books of Moses，
和这五卷的诗篇
，and how the 5 books in the Psalms are divided，
它有个非常的那个相类似的地方
，it will be very similar in nature and content。
你在创世纪里头你看见
，in Genesis we're able to see，
它说到神的旨意，说到人的光景
，it speaks of the will of God and the condition of man。
你在诗篇这第一卷的里头
，and so in this first book of the Psalms，
你综合第一篇到第四十一篇
，when we read Psalm 1 to Psalm 41 and summarize it，
你发现同样的一种的情形
，likewise we're able to see the same nature，
让我们能够从这些诗篇的里头
，so from these 41 Psalms，
看见神的那个的计划
，we're able to see the plan of God，
看见人的光景
，we're able to see the condition of man。
你在卷二的里头
，and in book 2，
你从42到72
，from Psalm 42 to Psalm 72，
你对照出埃及记
，when we reflect that against the book of Exodus，
你看见像在出埃及记一样
，likewise we're able to see the details in Exodus，
给我们看见神的救赎。
We're able to see then the redemption, the salvation of God.
神百姓怎么经历神的拯救？
How the people of God experienced the salvation of God.
当然你来到利未记。
Of course, when we come to Leviticus.
你看见论到神的圣洁。
When it tells us concerning the holiness of God.
你来到诗篇的第卷三。
So when we come to book 3 of the Psalms.
你也同样看见重点把我们带到神的面前。
Likewise, we're able to see the focus is to bring us into the presence of God in His holiness.
我们从这些话的里头
so from these words,
看见好多的地方
many of the words in these Psalms
都让我们看到摸着神的圣洁方面
we're able to see it speaks concerning touching the holiness of God.
你来到90篇到106篇
so when we get to book 4 starting from Psalm 90 to Psalm 106
你对照着民数记
and then it reflects to us the book of Numbers.
你就看见神百姓的那种旷野里面的历程
we're able to see then the journey of the people of God in the wilderness.
他很仔细地告诉我们
in much detail it tells us.
所以我们刚才引用105到106
Therefore, even when we spoke about Psalm 105 and 106 earlier,
那就在卷四的里头
it is contained in book 4 of the Psalms.
你看见神百姓的历程
We're able to see the journey of the people of God.
到了最后的一卷
And the last book of the Psalms,
你从生命记里面你看见
We're able to see that also reflected in Deuteronomy.
生命记特别论到神的话
And the Deuteronomy speaks concerning the word of God.
因为摩西来到这个的摩亚的平原
That is because now Moses was in the plain of Moab
他向神的百姓重新律法
And once again he speaks He repeats the word The law of God to the people
特别重点让神的百姓看重神的话
The emphasis, the focus is for the people To take hold of the word of God
你在卷五的诗篇
Therefore in the book 5 of the Psalms
那最明显你看见119篇
Very clearly we see Psalm 119
就是在卷五的里头
That is in this book 5
从头到末了一直提醒我们
From the beginning to the end of Psalm 119 it reminds us
神的话是怎么样
The word of God is like this The word of God
所以读圣经的人才给我们看见有这样子一种的对称
Therefore the Bible scholars tell us the symmetry of the Pentateuch and the Psalms
那的确有相当的一个部分是给我们这样子的帮助
Now of course there are certain areas that does help us in these ways
虽然你读诗篇的时候
Of course when we read the Psalms also
你看见这诗篇的很多诗篇的那个开始的时候
We're able to see the description and the beginning of each psalm
给你看见这篇诗
It tells us this particular psalm
它用什么乐器
What is the instrument, the musical instrument that is used
当然它有些时候给你看见这篇诗
Of course, sometimes it tells us this particular psalm
是在什么情形里头写的
It is written under these circumstances
所以你举个例子你在这里看见这个图表
For example, if you see this chart above us
但是很抱歉，后面的人可能看得比较不清楚。
Perhaps if you're in the way back, you might not see as clear. I apologize for that.
你看见这里这几篇的诗篇。
So when you see these particular psalms, for example,
上面很清楚地告诉我们。
Very clearly it tells us.
这篇诗。
This particular song
乃是交给这个诗班长的
It is for the choir director
乃是用诗言的乐器
It is on a string instrument
或者用吹的乐器
Or perhaps by a flute accompaniment
或者用什么调
Or perhaps to use this particular sound
那你就很清楚 这里你就看见了
We can see these descriptions on some of the psalms
当然因为这时间我们不可能每一个地方去解释
Of course because of time we cannot go into each of these particular examples
我们只是把这些把它摆在弟兄姊妹面前。
But I just place this chart before brothers and sisters.
你看见许多的诗都告诉你说什么调什么调。
So for example, each psalm it tells us to be played in this way or sung in this way.
但是对我们今天的人来说
，But for us today,
我们很多不知道什么调。
Perhaps we don't know what that tune means to us.
什么叫做远方无声角无声阁？
Perhaps it tells us what it means according to Jonas Elim Rehokim.
什么叫做休要毁坏？
What does it mean to set to El Tashef?
什么叫做百合花？
What does it mean according to the Shoshanim?
我们根本不懂。
We don't know exactly what that means.
但是我们绝对可以相信。
But we have reason to believe.
当他们在那唱这些诗的时候
That is when they're singing the hymn in this way.
而且当大卫在那设立唱诗班的时候
Or when David have set up the choir in this particular manner manner.
或者交给这诗班长或者仪坛或者新万的时候,
or perhaps when it's given to the choir director,
你就看见他们怎么样的配这些的调,
and how they're the ones who set these instruments and these sounds.
你就发现这些调配上去,
we're able to see when it is sung in this way, accompanied in this way.
很肯定他们在唱诵的时候,
very sure we can say when they sung it and sing it in this way.
透过这些调,
it is through these instruments or sung in this manner.
能够把这篇诗能够发表得更加淋漓尽致,
it is able to really thoroughly express fully this particular song.
所以很圣经才那么明显告诉你这篇诗应当用什么乐器,
therefore that is the reason why the scriptures tell us so clearly why you use this particular instrument or sing this song in this way.
应该用什么调子,
and what is the instrument and the tune you ought to sing it in.
也许在这些这么多的形容的里头,
perhaps in all these descriptions,
我们最懂的就是希拉,
we're able to say understand what it means for the sila, the pause.
因为我们常常说希拉是什么呢?
Why do we say what does the sila mean?
那就是像音乐里面的休止符,
and this is the bird's eye in the musical note that you had take a pause.
那唱到那里之后就要停下来,
and so when you get to that particular note, you will hold it and pause.
然后想一想,
and then you meditate.
然后再往前,
and then you go proceed.
当你再往前的时候,
and when you go forward,
那个强度就比先前更高,
then the emphasis is even more stressed when you sing forward.
那当然在诗篇的里头,
of course in the Psalms,
也具有同样的意义,
we have the similar meanings.
但是你不管如何你懂不懂,
regardless if we understand exactly what those mean,
你看见这些诗,
but when we read those particular Psalms,
明显告诉你,
very clearly it tells us,
需要配上乐器,
we must accompany it with a particular instrument.
所以论到诗篇,
so when we speak concerning the psalm,
按照希伯来文,
according to the Hebrew,
它的意思乃是告诉我们,
the meaning of this word psalm, it tells us,
这些乃是用诗弦的乐器伴奏的诗歌,
these psalms are psalms, poems, songs that are to be sung or played with and accompanied by a string instrument or a musical instrument.
那就是说这些诗乃是唱,
in other words, these psalms, these poems are to be sung.
所以你看见整个以色列百姓的故事,
therefore, when we see the entire story of the people of Israel,
很多的节期里头,
many of the festivals,
他们就唱着诗篇,
they sing the psalms.
他们唱着诗篇到神的面前,
and they sing the psalms as they come into the presence of God.
就是我们主耶稣来到地上,
even when our Lord Jesus was on earth himself,
他和门徒们过最后一次的那个逾越节,
when he had the last supper, the last Passover with the disciples.
他在那个晚上设立了饼和杯,
and he established the cup and the bread on that evening.
虽然圣经只告诉我们,
and even though the scriptures tell us,
当我们主设立了饼杯之后,
and after he set up the bread and the cup,
解释了这个饼杯的意义,
and he explained to them the meaning of the bread and the cup,
他和门徒们吃过这饼和杯了,
and after they partook of the bread and the cup,
他们就从房子往这个橄榄山去,
and from the upper room they went into the Mount of Olives.
然后圣经就告诉我们,
and they went into the garden, and the scriptures tell us,
唱着诗歌这样走着,
and they sang a hymn as they walked.
但是按照犹太人所告诉我们,
according to the Jewish people, they tell us,
在他们逾越节的那个晚上,
on the evening of the Passover,
他们乃是在每一段里面就唱着诗篇,
in each journey, each step, they will sing a particular psalm,
从113篇到118篇,
and they sing the psalms 113 to 118.
他们就唱着诗在那里纪念神的救赎,
now they are singing these hymns to remember the redemption of God.
他们也唱着诗从那楼房一直到橄榄山去,
and they likewise, the Lord and the disciples, from the room, from the chamber to the garden, they sung these songs.
这些诗乃是能够唱,
and these psalms are able to be sung.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
你就看见,
we're able to see
这些诗,
these psalms,
能够叫我们心灵里面起共鸣,
it is for our hearts, our to echo, to resound,
因为透过这些的音乐,
because it is through this music, this psalm,
这些乐器,
these instruments,
能够用着颂赞的形式,
that we will have a heart of praise.
那你就能够看见,
then we're able to see,
把我们心带动到神的面前,
it will lead our hearts before God.
那我们回头来想想,
so now let us meditate.
今天我们 要背一个经文也好。
When we try to recite a particular verse today.
或者说我们在圣经的里头。
Or in the scriptures.
你要把它容易记下来。
We want to memorize scripture.
很多时候你也会发现。
Many times we discover.
读和唱有两个不同的。
It is different when we read the scriptures or when we are able to sing out the scriptures, right?
你在唱的时候你很容易就记下来。
When we are able to sing out the word of God, it's easy for us to memorize.
你背来背去都不大容易背下来。
When we try to recite it and memorize it, it is very difficult.
所以很多弟兄姊妹们在擘饼聚会的时候。
So many times, brothers and sisters doing breaking bread.
他们都很会背这个诗歌。
We're able to remember these psalms.
但是你叫他背他就不大会背。
But you tell them to recite it, they may not be able to recite it,
他可以不必看诗歌，他能够唱出来。
They may not be able to recite it, but they're able to sing the word of God out.
那你就看见这个诗歌对我们的确非常的用途。
You're able to see then the psalms are able to help us very usefully in song.
而且你越唱的时候，里面感觉就越深。
Therefore, the more we sing of these psalms, the deeper our emotion and the feeling is.
连小孩子也一样。
It's the same for the little children.
你帮助小孩子在儿童主日学里面把他教他唱诗歌。
But when you teach children in Sunday school, in the children's ministry, you teach them the psalms to sing.
哎呀，你就发现他一直都记得。
You realize they will remember these songs for life.
到今天为止，我还是记得儿童聚会的诗歌。
Even today, I remember the songs I learned in Sunday school.
因为的的确确在那唱的时候。
Indeed, when you are singing these words, the psalms,
你能够把它记一下。
You're able to memorize them, and it becomes within you.
也能够进到我们心里面去。
And it can enter into your heart.
实在说了。
And to be truthful.
一个懂得弹奏的人。
A one who can play an instrument.
一个喜欢诗歌的人。
One who likes songs and poems.
这个人按照道理来说
in logic, this particular person,
那是比较右线条的人
they are the ones who are more advantaged to know.
那是比较细的
they are more detailed and they are meticulous.
是不是
Is that true?
按道理是如此
Now, by reason, that ought to be the case.
一个喜欢音乐的人
If you like music,
喜欢诗歌的人
You like poetry.
他的感觉应该比较细腻
So their sensitivity, their emotions are more sensitive.
这是比较正常的
And that is normal.
如果我们常常以颂赞来到神的面前
If we always come into God's presence with praise
我们常常用诗歌来颂赞神
When we use the Psalms to praise God
你会发现你的生命不断地改变
You will discover how your life will constantly change
你里面的感觉会越过越细腻
And the feeling, the sensitivity you have will get more sensitive and more sensitive
你看到这些诗
And you see these particular psalms.
当然我刚才想,
of course, I just thought earlier.
也有些时候上面写很清楚什么时候写的诗。
I mentioned earlier, it describes to us when this particular psalm was written.
我们举这些例子。
And so the chart above us gives us these examples.
你就看见说大卫他的经历。
And so these experiences of David.
他什么时候写这篇诗。
When he wrote this particular psalm.
这篇诗对他有什么意义。
And what is the meaning of this psalm to David?
五十一篇我们很出名的一篇。
We are very familiar with Psalm 51.
哎呀，他的犯罪堕落了。
And then he has sinned, he has come short of God.
当神就先知拿单把他的光景指出来了。
And when God sent the prophet Nathan to expose to him his condition,
他里面蒙了光照。
He was enlightened within.
他因为是一个活在神面前的。
Because David was one who lived in the presence of God.
所以他能够写出这篇诗。
Therefore, he's able to write out such a psalm.
这些诗就给我们看见他的故事。
And these psalms of David tells us the story of David.
在150篇的诗里面。
And these 150 psalms.
我们当然不只看到他的乐器。
And not only do we see the instruments.
他的调。
And the tune.
他这篇诗写诗的什么的背景
And the historical account behind these particular psalms.
你更看见在很多诗的上面
We're able to also see in many of these psalms.
讲到写诗的人
It tells us the author, the writer of this particular psalm.
150篇的诗篇
And so in 150 psalms.
虽然不是都是大卫所写的
Even though they're not all written by David.
你看见有属于亚撒的诗
We can see the songs of Asaph.
有可拉后裔的诗
And the psalms that are ascribed to sons of Korah.
有所罗门所写的诗
And psalms are ascribed to Solomon.
也有摩西所写的诗
And even psalms written by Moses.
你就看见这许多的诗
We can see all these psalms.
虽然有不同的那个作者
And though there are different authors.
但是综合起来
But when we put it together.
你看见大部分的诗
We're able to see many of these psalms.
都是大卫的 诗。
Their majority are the songs, Psalms of David.
所以斯布珍弟兄把这一百五十篇的诗篇
Therefore, Spurgeon says these 150 Psalms
称为大卫的宝库。
They say this is the treasury of David.
那的确这是大卫的宝库。
Indeed, these are the treasures of David.
甚至乎我们可以相信
We're able to believe that
尽管不是出于大卫的手笔
Even though they may not be actually penned by David.
当然不少也受大卫的影响。
But many of these Psalms are impacted by David.
所以你把这150篇的诗篇
So when we put all these 150 Psalms together,
你把焦点放在大卫的身上
When we put the focal point on the person of David,
那的确有相当的价值。
Now we have a great deal of value from looking at from that perspective.
撒母耳记下第23章告诉我们
And so in 1 Samuel chapter 23 it tells us,
他说以色列的美歌者
And it says, the beautiful psalmist of Israel.
他是很直接就把我们放在大卫的身上去。
It focuses attention on David.
的的确确。
It's true.
大卫的确是一个在神面前蒙恩的人。
David is indeed one who is blessed with grace before God.
不只看着诗的背景。
Not only do we see the background of these Psalms.
我们要来看诗写诗的人。
We must look at the author of these Psalms.
这些诗。
And these Psalms.
几乎都与大卫发生关系。
A majority of the Psalms have to do with David.
圣经给我们看见。
And the Bible tells us.
神的话说。大卫这个人
This person David it describes for us
乃是合神心意的人
He is a man after my heart
因为他凡事要遵行神的旨意
Because he will do all my will
这句话出自使徒行传十三章
These words are from Acts chapter 13
但是很稀奇
But amazingly
在旧约圣经当中
Even in the Old Testament
没有一处是整完整讲这句话
There's no particular verse in the Old Testament that is completely the same
使徒在那里讲神废了扫罗
But where the disciples said how God have put away Saul
他拣选了大卫
And he has chosen David
并且为他做见证说
And testified this of David
我寻得耶西的儿子大卫
I have found David the son of Jesse
他是合我心意的
A man who is after my own heart
凡事要遵循我的旨意
Who will do all my will
这句话
These words
乃是综合了诗篇89篇20节
It is a combination of Psalm 89 verse 20
和撒母耳记上十三章十四节
And 1 Samuel chapter 13 verse 14
把这两处地方把它摆在一起
The verses in those two particular recordings in the Old Testament placed together in Acts
但是无论如何我们看见
Regardless we can see
大卫的确是个合神心意的人
David indeed is one who is after God's own heart
因为他实在是个喜悦神话语的人
Because he is one who truly delights himself in the word of God
乐意遵行神的旨意
And he is delights to do the will of God
我们怎么来看大卫的一生
Now how do we look at the entire life of David
他怎么能够写出这么多的诗篇
How that he's able to write out so many of these Psalms
他与神这么为什么有那么好的交往
How is he able to have such good fellowship communion with God
我个人来读大卫的生平
Personally when I read through the life of David
我们看见在诗篇的里头
We're able to see from the Psalms
大卫自己告诉我们
how David himself tells us
他说我将耶和华常摆在我的面前
I have set the Lord continually before me
我想这句话
I think that these particular words
正是给我们看见大卫在神面前蒙恩的秘诀
truly tells us the very secret of his being blessed before God
因为他常将耶和华摆在他的眼前
because David have set the Lord continually before him
有英文另外一个翻译说
there's another translation in English that says
他说我与耶和华的事为念
that I am mindful of the matters, the business of the Lord.
但是我想这里的翻译更美。
But I think this particular translation is even more beautiful.
我的面前常常就是耶和华。
Before my presence is always the Lord Himself.
我将耶和华常摆在我的面前。
Because I have set the Lord continually before me.
当然，因着他在这里。
Of course, because here.
因着他在我的右边。
He is at my right hand.
我就不能够动摇了。
I will not be shaken.
但是。这里给我们看见
But here this picture shows us
大卫他在神面前蒙恩典
That David was bestowed grace before God
因为他常常活在神的面前
Because he is one who always lived in the presence of God
他整个的人生
His whole life
那就是对准耶和华
That he has set his right focus on the Lord God
耶和华为他的主
That the Lord God is his Lord
同样大概 有相类似的话。
Likewise, there are similar words of David.
你来到二十七篇第四节。
We go to Psalm 27, verse 4, there it says.
他说有一件事。
One thing have I desired.
我求告耶和华。
From the Lord.
我一直要寻求。
That I shall seek after.
那就是一生一世。
That I may and dwell in the house of the Lord
住在耶和华的殿中
all the days of my life
瞻仰他的荣美
to behold his beauty
在他的殿里面求问
and to inquire in his temple
第八节说
verse 8 there says
我的心要神向神向神说
my heart says to you
耶和华
your face Lord
你的面我正要寻求
your face Lord will I seek
这正是大卫
and this is David
他一直来到神的面前
he's always before the Lord
他是活在神面前的人
he lives in the presence of the Lord.
所以他能够经历神。
So he's able to experience God.
所以他能够享受神。
So he's able to enjoy God.
所以在他人生颠颠簸簸的日子里面。
So even throughout the ups and downs of his life.
他能够经历神的同在。
He's able to experience the presence of God.
他也能够经历神对他的管教。
He's able to experience the discipline of God upon him.
在他的经历的里头。
And in his experiences.
因着对准神。
And because he set the right focus on God.
他的心向着神。
And his heart is toward God.
所以他能够把他的经历
Therefore, he's able to write down his experiences
发表在神的面前
to express them before God.
他把他的经历
and he expresses his experiences
借着这些事
and through these Psalms
成为神百姓的帮助
has become a help to the people of God.
我们都晓得大卫一生的故事
We all know the story of David.
他被神所拣选
He was chosen of God.
但是他整个的生经历
But in all of his life experience
却并不是平顺的经历
It was not one that was smooth and plain.
你同样在二十七篇的里头
Likewise, we can see from the 27th Psalm.
你看见大卫有这样子一句话
We're able to see these words of David there.
他说我父母离弃我
That my parents, my father and mother have forsaken me.
耶和华却收留
But the Lord have kept me.
你就发现大卫一生
We're able to see all of David's life.
虽然他在耶西的家里头
And even though he was in the house of Jesse.
是一个最小的儿子
And he was the youngest son.
他不像我们许多小儿子一样
Unlike us, there are many children.
他是在爸爸妈妈心中最宝贝的
But he is the youngest one. He is most precious in his father's heart.
你却看见大卫
But when we see David,
好像他的父母都忘记他了
It seems like his father and mother have forgotten about him.
当撒母耳被差遣到耶西的家
And when Samuel was sent to the house of Jesse,
他为了高利他儿子里面一个人做王
He was to anoint one of the sons of Jesse to be king.
但是一个一个从长子一直数下来
But one by one, they came into the presence of Samuel.
找不到大卫
but they could not find David.
因为他的父亲没有把他叫回来。
That's because his father did not call him back.
他还在牧养。
He was still tending to the sheep.
他的父亲把他忘记。
His father had forsaken him for
没有想到他适合做王的。
Then think he was fit to be king.
但是撒母耳说。
But Samuel said,
你儿子就这么多了吗？
Are these all your sons?
因为他找不到一个是神所拣选。
Because Samuel did not see one that God have chosen.
所以你就看见在大卫的心里面。
So you can see in the heart of David.
他从小就被忘记。
Even from young, he was forgotten of his parents.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
他却活在神的面前。
Yet he is one who lived continually in the presence of God.
他被忘记。
Even though he was forgotten.
但是他却被纪念。
But he is remembered.
耶和华收留他。
And the Lord has taken him up.
耶和华看顾他。
And the Lord has cared for him.
耶和华引导他。
And the Lord was the one who led him.
他一生经历神的圣灵。
And throughout his life, he experienced the Lord God.
所以就是他被高利了。
And even it was David who was anointed.
他不像这个扫罗。
It was unlike Saul.
他马上就登上王位。
That after anointing, Saul was on the throne.
他还经历相当一段的时间。
But after David's anointing, he had a lot of experiences.
过着流氓的生活。
And he was even a fugitive.
当他被高利。
And when he was anointed,
他的父亲打发他在战场上面。
And his father sent him to the battlefield.
他去看他的哥哥。
He went to visit his older brothers.
但是你读圣经，你就看见。
But when we read the scriptures, we see
他的哥哥们藐视他。
And his older brothers looked lightly upon him.
以他来是看热闹。
And thought he was coming for the excitement.
当他在那里已经应当好好的登上王位。
He ought to be set on the throne.
但是你却看见那个应当从宝座上下来的扫罗。
And we can see Saul who ought to step down from the throne.
依然坚持在他的座位上。
But yet he was still insistent on being on the throne.
因着这些妇女们。
And because of all these situations.
一句话说,扫罗杀死千千,大卫杀死万万,
and because of the woman saying that a scribe to Saul his thousands and David his 10,000. And because of that saying that displeased Saul, he continued to pursue after David. And we can see throughout David's life. We can see it's filled with trouble and sorrow. But we thank God. Not because of these circumstances. That he was in sorrow and he was in sorrow and he grumbled against God. Because he is one who always placed the Lord continually before him.
弟兄姊妹,今天你我遇见艰难,
brothers and sisters, today when you and I encounter hardship,
我们今天被误会,被埋怨,
and if we're misunderstood and we're grieved against,
为什么我们里面满了这种抱怨,
why is it that we're filled with grumblings?
为什么我们甚至会对神误会?
Why is it that we would even grumble against God?
我们眼睛里面只有我们,
that is because in our own eyes, only we exist.
因为我们把我们自己无限地放大,
because we magnify ourselves.
我们只以自己为中心,
and we are self-centered.
我们眼睛没有活在神里面,
and our sight is not placed to live in the presence of God.
我们没有像大卫一样,
unlike David,
将耶和华常摆在我们的面前,
who always placed the Lord God in before him in his presence. But we thank God.
因着这样子一个人,
because of this individual David,
圣经才给我们看见,
the Bible tells us that
他实在显出一个美丽的生命,
he is indeed one who manifests a beautiful life.
我们刚才读过撒母耳记上第16章,
we read 1 Samuel chapter 16 earlier.
这里告诉我们说,
and there it tells us,
当扫罗神离开了他,
when the Lord God departed away from Saul,
有恶魔来缠绕他,
and there was an evil spirit that came to disturb him, and he was in pain and sorrow,
他里面非常的烦恼,
and he was troubled,
因为一个没有神同在的人,
because one without the presence of God,
怎么样能够得到安舒,
how can he be comforted?
一个神离开了他的人,
a one whose presence God have departed from,
就是坐在最大的位置上,
even if he is in the highest position,
他里面还没有办法得到安息,
within him he have no rest.
所以有人就告诉他,
and so someone told him,
那你需要找一个会弹琴的人来,
you have to find a skillful musician.
这样子的话, 应着弹琴,
and because of his music,
你可以心里面得着舒畅,
and you'll be comforted and rest.
也许当时的确有这样子一些人的经历,
perhaps there are some experiences of individuals in this way.
所以扫罗接受这个建议,
and so Saul accepted this
suggestion.
Who should he find?
其中在他旁边有个少年人,
so there's one of the young man, his servant.
他建议找大卫,
he suggested to look for David.
他说我曾经见到伯利恒人耶西的一个儿子,
he said, behold, I have seen a son of Jesse from Bethlehem.
他是善于弹琴,
who is a skillful musician,
是一个大有勇敢的战士,
and he is a mighty man of valor,
说话合宜,
and he was a warrior, a one prudent in speech,
容貌俊美,
and he is of a handsome man,
耶和华也与他同在,
and the Lord is with him.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看看这句话,
now look at these words.
当时大卫,
at that time David,
也是个少年人,
he was a young man,
是不是?
Is that right?
他还是个少年,
he was a young man.
假如你来看这句话,
if we look at this description,
如果你真不认识大卫,
if we don't know David,
你的确觉得有点夸张,
we say, whoa, this is exaggeration.
这个少年人,
now this young man David,
有什么样这么美的形容啊?
How can you describe him so beautifully?
很稀奇啊,
wonderfully.
圣经确实这样形容他,
this is how the Bible describes David.
这个少年人是谁呢?
Now who is this young man?
这个少年人从何而知呢?
Now how did this young man come to know of David?
圣经没有交代,
it didn't tell us in the Bible.
但是神的灵却在这里给我们看见,
but the Spirit of God shows us here,
这位合神心意的人,
this person who is after God's own
heart, 他在神的眼光当中,
in the sight of God,
的确就是那么美,
he is such beauty as described here. He is a skillful musician.
也许我们会说,
perhaps we might say,
这个弹琴的人,
now this one who is playing the harp,
从小的时候,
perhaps even when he was young,
他就被教导学琴,
he was taught to play the harp.
所以呢, 他会弹琴弹得很好,
so he can play the harp very beautifully.
那也许是这样,
perhaps that's the case. No.
大卫的弹琴,
now the harp skills of David,
他的善于弹琴,
that he was skillful
给我们,
at the harp,
给我们看见,
it tells us,
他的弹琴和你我的弹琴不一样,
it is different unlike how you and I play the harp.
当他来到扫罗的面前
，and when he come into the presence of Saul，
他一弹琴的时候
，and when he plays the harp，
怎么样呢
？How is it？
鬼就跑掉。
Now the evil spirit fled，
是不是
？Is that true？
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
你我也会弹琴。
Now you and I may not play the harp，
如果没忘记
，if I remember correctly，
江杰松说过这么一句话。
Now brother Kong said these words，
他说你我都在弹琴。
You and I play the harp，
但是大卫弹琴了。
But when David plays the harp，
鬼就跑掉。
The evil spirit flee，
他说我们在。
And when we play the harp,
可能鬼就来了。
Perhaps the evil spirits will come.
那你看这差别太远了。
You can see the vast difference.
哎呀，我们打弹琴
，we play the harp.
鬼不会走了
，they won't go.
你看这是何等不一样。
Now you see how different this is.
但是你看这大卫弹琴
，but when David plays the harp,
扫罗身上的鬼就跑掉了。
The evil spirit upon Saul fled.
为着什么缘故
？Why?
你看着这里有个活在神面前的人。
Because you see one who is living in the presence of God.
他的弹琴乃是活在神面前。
And when he plays the harp, it is before God in God's presence.
他的弹琴乃是与神交通。
And his playing the harp is a fellowship with God.
他的弹琴乃是把天的能力带到地上来。
Playing the harp is to bring the power from above on earth.
所以他的弹琴，他的琴声就把鬼都赶走了。
Therefore, even when he plays the harp, the music will cast the demons away.
很明显，就是给我们看。
Very clearly, we're able to see.
这个人乃是活在神面前的。
This is one who lives in the presence of God.
他乃是一个与神交通的。
He is one who has fellowship with God.
他是一个对神有认识的人。
He is one who has knowledge, understanding of God.
圣经说他是勇敢的战士。
Therefore, the Bible says he is a man, mighty man of valor.
你看见当他来对付哥利亚的时候
，When we see he comes against Goliath.
他怎么说
？What did he say？
他说你来攻击我们
，And you come to attack us.
那是用刀用枪
，With sword and spear.
我来对付你
，But when I come against you，
他是依靠万军之耶和华
，I come against you with the Lord of hosts.
他对神非常的认识
，And he knows God well.
神才是他得胜的秘诀
，And God is the secret to all his victories.
他经历了神的同在
，And he has experienced the presence of God.
所以他告诉我们说
，So David tells us，
他在旷野牧羊的时候
，Even when he was tending his sheep in the wilderness，
来了狮子和熊
，Now when the lion and the bear came，
他能胜过这些。
He's able to come against and overcome these beasts.
不是他
，It is not him.
乃是神与他同在。
But it is the presence of God with him.
因着倚靠神
，And because he trusted in God.
因着认识神而倚靠神
，Because he understood and know God, so he trusted in him.
他能够显出他。
He's able to manifest such power and might.
他是勇敢的战士。
And he is a mighty man of valor, a warrior.
他说话合宜。
And he was one who was prudent in speech.
我们在雅各书都看见。
And we see in the book of James.
言语乃是一个人生里面非常重要的关键。
Now the tongue, our speech, is very important in our lives.
这个少年人，你形容他
，when he was described,
说话合宜。
And he was prudent in speech.
那的确是不容易。
That is not easy at all.
但是你看见说
，but we're able to see.
这里有一个人
，here there is this individual.
他活在神的面前。
He lived in the presence of God.
他常将耶和华摆在他的面前。
He continually placed the Lord before him.
神管理他。
And God governed over him.
神管理他的生命。
God will govern his life.
他管理这个人。
And govern this whole being.
叫他言行得体啊。
And so that he acted becomingly in action and speech.
所以你看见他对扫罗怎么说
？Therefore, how did he reply to Saul?
当扫罗追杀他的时候
，And when Saul pursued after him for his life,
他几乎有机会把他杀掉。
Even when he had the opportunity to slay Saul,
但是因着他是个被管束在神面前的人
，Because one, he was governed by, ruled by God.
所以他连割了扫罗的衣袍。那一脚，他里面都觉得良心受责备。
Even when he cut off the corner of Saul's garment, his heart smote him.
他对扫罗说：“你是，你是。”
David said to Saul,
你是，你听了什么人的话呢
？”And who did you listen to?
谁把谁？谁对你说了我什么话呢
？And who spoke harmly, illfully of me?
我在你面前算什么
？And who am I before you?
我不过是个蛤虫啊
！I am but a flea.
我算什么
？Well, who am I?
哎呀，他对保罗的对话
，We can see his conversation with Saul.
叫扫罗无言可说。
And Saul could not reply to what David said.
他非得承认说你比我有意义。
And said Saul must confess that you are more righteous than I.
这你看这大卫是个什么样的人
？We're able to see how David was. us.
他容貌俊美。
And he was handsome in countenance.
很明显人看见他。
Well, very apparently when others see him.
从外面看。
Externally.
这的确是个容光俊容光满面的人。
He was one who was handsome in countenance.
从属灵的面看。
And spiritually within.
很明显他发表了基督的自己。
He was also one who manifested evidently Christ himself.
他里面满了基督。
And within he was full with Christ.
他表现出基督。
He was able to manifest, express Christ.
这样一个人。
And such an individual.
人看见他。
And when others see him.
神与他同在。
The Lord is with him.
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
这是大卫。
This is David.
他写的诗篇。
And the Psalms which he wrote.
乃是给我们看见。
It shows us indeed.
你我需要活在神的面前。
How you and I, we need to live in the presence of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们都是从应着神而来的。
We are all born of God.
我们都是蒙救赎的。
We are all who have been saved.
如果我们体会神的心肠。
If we are those who are mindful of the heart of God.
我们都知道说。
We all know to say.
神造我们。
That God have called us.
神的心就盼望着在地上找到与他同心的人。
And God is longing, desiring to seek those on earth who are in one accord with him.
能够与他交通的人。
So that we can have fellowship, communion with him.
所以我们不要以为说只是因为亚当夏娃失败了。
So do not think because Adam and Eve failed.
所以耶和华才来到园中。
And that's why the Lord God came into the garden.
我绝对相信说。
I truly believe.
当亚当夏娃还没失败以前。
Even before Adam and Eve failed.
神就一直来与他们交通。
God continued to came in the garden to have fellowship with
them. 因为神就是喜欢与人交往。
Because God is a God who likes to fellowship with man.
亲爱的弟兄。
Dear brothers and sisters.
你我今天生活是一个什么生活？
You and I, our daily living, how is that like today?
我们怎么活在神的面前？
How do we live in God's presence?
我们是每一个礼拜只是聚聚会吗？
Do we just gather together each Sunday?
我们只是每一次特别聚会聚一聚吗？
Is it that we gather together on special conferences?
还是在我们每一天的生活里头？
Or is it in our daily living?
我们都将耶和华摆在我们面前。
That we will always set the Lord continually before us.
我们都是与神交通的人。
That we are those who have fellowship constantly with God.
也许你说我们非常忙碌。
Perhaps you say, I'm so busy.
我们工作非常忙。
I am so busy with work.
我们家庭非常忙。
I am so busy with family.
我的孩子非常难以管教。
It's hard for me to discipline my children.
我哪有时间亲近神啊？
How do I have the time to draw near to God?
但请你不要忘记。
But do not forget.
圣经很清楚告诉我们。
The Bible tells us very clearly.
那一个与神同行的以诺。
The one Enoch who walked with God.
他乃是在每一个生活的阶段里头。
That throughout his different stages of his life, he walked with God.
与神同行。
He was one who walked with God.
因为圣经说他生儿养女啊。
Because the Bible tells us he begot sons and daughters.
那个称为神的朋友的亚伯拉罕。
No, but the friend who was the one who was called the friend of God, Abraham.
他乃是和平常人一样有许多的事情的。
And he was one who had many encounters.
你就看见这些的人。
But you see such individuals.
他乃是常将神摆在他面前。
They are ones who always place the Lord continually before them.
大卫整个的人生
and David's whole life,
没有一次他可以躲在那个隐秘处。
There was not one time he can hide in the secret place.
当然我们相信他能够尽量到隐藏他自己来到神面前。
Of course, we know that he can have a secret place to come before God's presence.
但是在每一天的逃亡的生活
but each day when he was fleeing for his life,
他都经历神。
He experienced God.
他都与神同行。
He was walking with God.
他都与神交通。
And he was fellowshipping with God. So, dear brothers and sisters,
我们读这些话,
when we read these words,
诗篇乃是把我们带到神面前,
the Psalms brings us into God's presence.
诗篇乃是叫我们与神交通,
the Psalms help us to have fellowship with God.
诗篇乃是告诉我们说,
the Psalms tells us,
我们整个的生活里面,
in our entire life,
如果我们将神摆在我们面前,
if we place the Lord before us,
我们就每一时每一刻来经历神,
each constantly, each moment, we experience God himself.
如果我们将神摆在我们面前
If we place God before us
我们常与神交通
And we have a constant fellowship with God
那这些上行之事
Then these songs of degrees These songs of ascent
也就是我们的经历
They become our own experience
我们每一天生命都在长进
And each day our life will grow and mature
我们都像这些诗人的一样
And just as the psalmist we can say
都像神的百姓往耶路撒冷去一样
And we shall say with the people of God We are heading toward Jerusalem
都像基 祭司们上殿的台阶一样。Now,
just as the priests who are stepping on the steps to the temple, and we are continuing to grow and go upward and higher until we're in the presence of God.
And
if we daily live in the presence of God, just like the sons of Korah, indeed, Korah have sinned against God, and they were judged. But they also experienced the grace of God. And that they have kept the seed by God. Even the sons of Korah can live in the presence of God. And even from the despair and sorrow, they're able to sing of the grace of God. And we're able to see as the experience of David. That perhaps we may be overcome by transgression at times. And we have fallen and we failed. But we're able to get up. Because we're ever living in the presence of God. If we live in the presence of God, we're able to manifest the Lord Himself. And the Messianic
Psalms.
And each Psalm of the Messiah. And they are the ones who express Christ Himself. All of David's life. There are many, many of these Psalms.
论到基督,
speaking concerning Christ. They are all the works of David. And that is why he is a handsome man in countenance. Because all that he expressed manifests is Christ himself. If you and I place the Lord ever before us, our life will manifest Christ. We will express the heart of God. If we live in the Lord's presence, you will also see. Even the last Psalms, it is the Hallelujah Psalms.
每一篇诗篇,
each of these last five Psalms, it always appears these words. Praise ye the Lord.
什么叫做赞美?
What does it mean to praise?
那就是叫神满足,
that is, praise will satisfy the heart of God.
我们祈求是向神要,
when we ask, inquire of God, we are asking from God.
我们赞美,
but when we praise, it is to satisfy God. If we ever place God before us,
我们的生命,
our life is a life that will satisfy God Himself, so that He will be fully satisfied. Brothers and sisters, may it be these Psalms would encourage us that we would ever live in God's presence, so that our daily living can be a psalm, a poem itself, so all that is within us, a very condition of our life, it will be ever before God's presence, so that we can be one that would play this beautiful music before Him, so God Himself is satisfied, so that we would manifest the life which God is after. And that is the song. May the Lord help us, so that we will learn in this manner, that we would be one who lives in God's presence. Let us bow for a word of prayer.
亲爱的主,
dear Lord, we thank Thee. We are so willing. Thy word will enable us.
提醒我们,
remind us.
So
we know how we ought to live in Thy presence.
拯救我们,
deliver us.
叫我们脱离我们自己,
so that we would deliver from ourselves.
让我们像大卫一样,
just as David.
常将你摆在我们面前,
that we would ever set Thee before us.
好让你自己来影响我们生活,
so that will impact our lives.
来充满我们,
and fill us.
叫我们能够活出你自己,
so that we may live out Thyself.
愿荣耀归给你,
may all glory be Thine.
奉主耶稣基督,
in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
好, Amen.